In this meditation, we are going to explore the different ways in which you can free yourself from being stuck, from immobilization, from going around and around and around the same things over and over and over again. We're going to explore how to free ourselves from the monotony of our everyday lives, to get out of routine, or to at least enhance the routines we already have, to make life a little bit more interesting, to lend us a little bit more inspiration, for us to be motivated to ignite ambition. Sometimes in life, we feel like our routines are just too overwhelming. The same things over and over again bring us down. We can imagine this like a track, as in track and field, just like a runner would run around. Maybe it's a quarter mile track for the runner. And if it's those special race cars that look like rocket ships, those Formula One cars or the Indy 500 cars that go around and around the track, that's 1 mile, 500 times, just around and around and around again. And sometimes our routines may seem like this track, or maybe even like those old vinyl records, just spinning a disc, or the smaller version, a compact disc, a CD, or those DVD players of old. Around and around it goes, just like a merry-go-round. But maybe a merry-go-round is even more exciting than thinking about your own routine that you may feel stuck in. And sometimes it's not necessarily about completely changing your routine, but it's about reconnecting with the excitement that may already be there, with the inspiration that is already accessible, with the motivation that you can stir from within you. And one exercise we can do is we can start to observe our breath, observing as we breathe in and our chest and abdomen rise, and we breathe out and our abdomen and chest falls or sinks down. We breathe in, it lifts up. We breathe out, it sinks down. And we're going to use this motion of rising and falling, the ebbing and flowing, just like the waves coming in gently on the shore and moving back out to sea. The lifting and rising, the higher and higher, the lighter and lighter, just as light as a feather floating all the way up. We're going to use that image of breathing in and breathing out, of lifting up and sinking down. We're going to use that observation of our breathing to help us create the image of lifting. Now, you may have seen a spiral, like a spring. bounce, 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 the spring goes. And the spring is a coil. And that coil winds up, if you're standing the coil vertically, as if it was a poco stick, where you could bounce, bounce, bounce on the spring, wrapped around a stick, a pole, and your feet are on these two little steps, bouncing, bouncing. But if we take away that pogo stick, and we just look at that spring, and we watch how it spirals upwards, well, let us now distort that spiral and make it fit the image of our track or our record, where it just goes round and round. And now each time you breathe in, you imagine that track that you're going on around, which represents the routine of your life, that tedium, that monotony, that boredom, that inertia that just keeps you on the same routine over and over again. We can imagine every time you breathe in, it spirals up a few levels, maybe just one level, or maybe just adds one more swirl to the spring, but moving upwards like you're floating up to the sky. And when you exhale, you only go down just a little bit. Not anywhere near, just a fraction of what you went up. Or you don't have to go down at all with your exhales. Even your exhales could be like pumping air in and lifting that spring even further up. Like the spring could be filling with air. This is a magical spring that can somehow be extended and add more spirals by being pumped up with air. And either way, every time you breathe in, you ascend, you go up just a little bit more, a few more spirals going up, up, up. And let's think about this. The next time we breathe in, you go up a level or two. And then pause on that level and take a moment to think, what little thing could you do to spice up the routine of your life, to make things a little more interesting? You see, you're still going around and around in the same direction, but now you're spiraling upwards. So instead of being in two dimensions, just like a flat sheet of paper, now you've added a third dimension by going upwards. And you pause at this level and you think, what can I do to spice up my life? To add some excitement to my routine, to motivate myself further. You say to yourself, I have found something to free myself and become more ambitious, more motivated, and more inspired. Breathing out, and as you breathe in, you go up another level or two. And take a pause here once again to ask yourself, what can you do? What can you do? So say these words to yourself, what can I do to spice up my life, to add some more excitement, to be more motivated, to be more productive, to be of more value to myself and to the world? Spiraling up as you breathe in, leveling up, spiraling up, and then you pause once again, looking around. Look at this new level that you're in. See what new things you've now added to your life from those first two levels that we paused on before and asked ourselves the question, what can I do to spice up my life? What can I do to be more motivated, to be more ambitious, to add more value to myself and to the world around me? And as you breathe in again, you go up another level and continue this questioning of yourself. Continue breathing. ascending up and up. And you may take another moment to pause at every few levels and ask yourself the question, what are you doing? What are you doing to be more motivated, to spice up your life, to add more value to yourself, to add more value to your friends, to your family, to the world in general? Now we're going to take that spring and we're going to squish that spring down, but not just yet. Hold on just a moment. We've gotten pretty high up and gotten some ideas about how we could spice up our lives, be more motivated, have more ambition, be more inspired, and add more value to ourselves, our friends, our family, and the world. And now we're going to fill up with all the energy and weight like that, like we're becoming super heavy with motivation and super heavy with inspiration and super heavy with value. And then we allow ourselves slowly to start pushing down on that spring. We're squashing that energy down, pushing down on that spring, pushing down on that spring, and it's gonna compress all the way in and bring it down to your present life. And you're going to take with you all of those new ideas of ways that you can add spice to your life, be more motivated, have more ambition, be more inspired, add more value to yourself, your friends, and your family. And that spring is getting squished down, and maybe it's getting red hot with all the energy, and you're coming closer to your life, your reality, your present time right now. And five, squishing it down, we're almost there. Four, bringing it closer and closer. Three, we're halfway there. Two, coming back and feeling your physical body. One, coming back to your present time. And zero, deep down. Now you're back where you started, and you can see that track going around and around like a zero. But this time, you have all these new ideas with you. You might not recall them right now, or maybe you do. But even if you don't, you can revisit this to gain more and more ideas as you go along. You can listen again. You can meditate again. You can ask yourself the question as you float up on those levels, what can I do to add more spice to my life? More motivation, more ambition, more inspiration. How can I be of more value to myself, my friends, my family, the community, and the world at large? And then bring it all the way back down here with you into your present time. And when all the opportunities present themselves for you to take advantage of these new ideas and this new motivation, ambition, energy, inspiration, and value, you will recognize them now more consciously than ever. And now we're going to take that with us. We're going to be full of energy, wide awake, or even more relaxed if we just want to go to sleep now. But whatever you're going to do, you're going to take these new ideas with you. And starting with zero, bringing all that value with you. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake. Now you can see your routine is much more interesting now that you have more spice, more motivation, more ambition, more inspiration, and more value. You're ready to move into the world with greater confidence from this moment forward.